I was conceived in 1969. Okay, it was the tail end of 1969, if you want to get technical, because I was born in the eighth month of 1970. But I like to think I sprung into existence in that far more magical year of 1969. I caught the last train out of that decade. My father selected my name. He did not hesitate. He knew instantly the best name for me. Moon Child. Who cared if I would be born smack dab under a fierce sun sign, or that I would grow beyond childhood? What then? Moon teen? Moon adult? Would I be a boy? A girl? It did not matter. Moon Child did the trick either way. It was a name of the future, smashing preconceived notions. As Moonchild, I would blaze my own path. It summed up what my parents wanted for me and for themselves, to be free of social expectations. One problem. Grandma. She was fond of the paradigm as is, thank you. She liked regular names, girl names, boy names, names given to people. She had tolerated a lot from her son. His bell bottoms, the blackened soles of his bare feet, his failure to even consider becoming a doctor. I wasn't just some random twig. I was a branch on the family tree, her family tree. Mother and son compromised on the name Karina, which was funky enough for my dad, as it was the name of an old blues song, Karina, Karina, sung by Bob Dylan and the Grateful Dead. But traditional enough for Grandma, it means little maiden in ancient Greek, a nod to her homeland. My name became the bridge built over the generation gap, separating my parents from their parents. But I've lived my life with the ghost of my lost name. Moonchild is a powerful idea to me. It connects me to who my parents were and are and what they wanted for me. Though I must admit to being a little disappointed to learn that Frank Zappa, to whom my father bore a striking resemblance, had named his daughter Moon Unit a few years before I was born. Is it possible that Dad's choice wasn't as original as he led me to believe? Sharing a name with a celebrity spawn, I would have forever been stuck in the orbit of a brighter star. Moon's moon, if you will. And history repeats itself. Perhaps suffering from an 80s Devo hangover, my dad chose the name Atom for my brother, born 16 years after me. Not Adam, Atom with a T, as in particle of matter. This time, it was my stepmother who forced Dad to compromise. My little brother goes by Alex instead.